There are some clear-cut groups based on these molecular things where you can say this group of leukemias is really being pushed by this particular driver gene mutation. One of these is in a series of defects in a gene called FLT3 that you are the world's expert on. Tell us the FLT3 story.
Yeah, it's been a real privilege to be involved with this story. From the beginning, we were actually the first to clone the FLT3 gene. We did not know at the time it was going to be so important in leukemia. We were trying to expand hematopoietic stem and progenitor cells, kind of the stem cells of the blood.
So you're trying to get normal blood cells to grow infinitely, kind of a cancer-like property, but you were trying to get normal blood cells to grow easily outside the body, right?
Correct. And we were trying to clone receptors that might be expressed on these cells and find the missing growth factors for these cells. And so one of the genes that we cloned as part of this effort was a gene that came to be known as FLT3. And it turned out to be the most frequently mutated gene in acute myeloid leukemia. So about one-third of AML patients have mutations in FLT3. And the most common type of mutation, actually about a quarter of patients have this type of FLT3 mutation. It actually gives them very bad prognosis, so very poor chance of cure, as opposed to, for example, in pediatrics with AML, without a FLT3 mutation, 50 to 60% of patients are cured. With a FLT3 mutation, only about 15 to 20% of patients are cured if they have the FLT3 mutation.
So this FLT3, when it's mutated, when the gene's defective, ordinarily it was going to act to respond to a signal to tell the blood cells to proliferate and expand in numbers. In this case, with the mutation, it's locked in an on state, telling all the cells to keep proliferating to become a leukemia. Is that the basic logic?
No, that's absolutely right. It's like you're in a car and you've got the gas pedal all the way to the floor and your brakes no longer work. It just gives it this very strong proliferative signal. When the cell should die, they don't die. They live much longer than they should live. And it also blocks their ability to become a fully mature cell and do the normal function of a myeloid cell. And so these are kind of all the aspects that make it a malignant cell versus a normal cell.